knew it was about time for the budget estimates to come out. They gave it to me, and I was able to see pretty quickly that there were some strange assumptions in it. So I sent it to consultants and to academics who do actual studies on Medicaid finances.
And one of those was Stan Dorn, and he's a Medicaid expert from the Urban Institute. Here's his reaction to the study.
This report exaggerates the cost of the Medicaid expansion and ignores many of the potential fiscal gains of the Medicaid expansion. It's not a serious and balanced analysis.
Well, the first problem, the biggest problem that all of the experts had with this study was that it assumed that the federal government wasn't going to do what it said it was going to do in the Affordable Care Act.
The law is clear as day that for the first 3 years, 100% of those costs are paid by the federal government, not 60%, and eventually the percentage declines, but it never falls below 90%.
Another problem he saw, and the others said they saw it too, is that ACA was figuring that everyone who's eligible for the Medicaid expansion is going to sign up overnight.
All of a sudden, Florida is going to do better than any state has ever done in the history of the United States in signing up eligible people for Medicaid coverage. That would be nice, but I don't think it's terribly likely.
And so I went to the Agency for Healthcare Administration, ACA, and I said, I need to know why these assumptions were made. And I kept trying and I kept trying, and I couldn't get the information from the agency. They just wouldn't say.
So if the agency that made the report isn't talking, what could you do?
I started calling other people who would have a reason to know about the budget estimates. And that's how we got these emails.
And these are emails between the state's chief economist, Amy Baker, a legislative analyst, and other folks from ACA. And they had some of the same concerns as your experts did.
That surprised me. Eric Pridgen, who is in the House, he's a budget analyst, he said that it just didn't make sense, the assumptions that were being made. And furthermore, they couldn't legally proceed with that.
So after this was published, Carol, your story had a big impact. It got Governor Scott even to respond. What's he saying now?
He had his communications director release a statement by email that said he is now willing to look at other assumptions. However, his health budget person, Mike Anway, says they still believe those are the right numbers, and they want to use those.
So, Carol, why do we care so much about this at all? I mean, what does it matter to average Floridians what happens to Medicaid?
It matters, first of all, to millions of Floridians who don't have insurance, whether they're going to be able to get it. And second of all, it should matter to taxpayers what the real result would be of expanding Medicaid. We need to know the real numbers, whether it's going to cost us more or whether we're going to actually get a financial benefit from it.
Carol Gentry, editor of Health News Florida, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
I enjoyed it.